Our next report comes from Weaver Lake, which you may now have become aware is a school located in the northwestern suburbs of Minneapolis. Jenna and Nuala are our reporters.
Hello from the Weaver Lake Elementary in the northwest corner of the Twin Cities metro area. This is Jenna and
Nuala with the Phenology Report for the week of December 9th to the 13th.
Jenna, our weather watcher, noticed this was a windy week, and the wind was blowing from lots of directions. One day it was north-northeast, and one day it was south-southwest and southeast. We think the wind had to do something with all the snow. Our weather station here at school doesn't really measure amounts of snow, but it did show no rain all week. The wind chill was also exciting, changing from 12 above to minus 15 this week.
Mardov, our bird watcher, reports, this week there were 2 black-capped chickadees, 2 sparrows, 3 downy woodpeckers, Miss Jutton saw a red-tailed hawk and a fox near a school on Wednesday. Near Plymouth on Wednesday, Mardov's mom and Mardov saw 2 crows on the way to school. Abigail and Nuala found animal prints on the 10th, and on the 11th, she found dog prints.
Anakin, Joshia, Nuala, and Abigail, our tree and prairie team, noticed the following changes. On Monday the 9th, the snow to the left of the sidewalk was 19 centimeters. On the base of the tree on the right side of the sidewalk, the snow depth was 11 centimeters. To the right edge of the sidewalk, snow depth was 18 centimeters. On the 10th, our highest depth of the snow was 22 centimeters. By the right of the sidewalk, at the base of the tree, the snow is crisp and white next to our dark green pine trees.
Thank you for listening to our Weaver Lake podcast. Remember to wander while you wander on the Phenology Trail.
Thank you. That was well done. That was Jenna and Nuala reporting from the Weaver Lake School. And those kids are also getting a good science education. I like the fact that they're measuring snow depth and that they're doing it in the metric system. As we like to say, if God had wanted you to use the metric system, he'd have given you 10 fingers.